这个现代中国还有是这个中国史当中的这个法律史和制度史以及这个中日关系。
And he's currently working on a book entitled The Rule of Law or Rule of Laws, Legal Pluralism and Extraterritoriality in 19th Century East Asia.
他马上就要那个发表他的专著了，这个题目我得请那个那个 Castle 教授自己翻译一下。你的中文那个题目
可以说是多元法治与那个治外法权。
多元法治与治外法权。Okay, and he originally was scheduled to speak this afternoon, but because of his schedule, he's speaking this morning, so he will both reflect on this earlier talk and also anticipate the discussion of this afternoon.
本来呢是准备请他在下午讲的，但是因为有事情安排了在上午讲，那么他会对这个刚才的报告即做出一些评价呢，同时也会就是导向我们下午要进行的讨论。
And so it's my pleasure to introduce Professor Castle.
好，我们请那个Castle 教授开始。
Okay. First of all, I want to thank Yan Chang, Xian Sheng, for a very full and comprehensive presentation of the very impressive work in digitization and increasing access to the Shanghai Municipal Archives. I also want to thank the organizers for the symposium for inviting me. I've had an ongoing conversation with Nancy Bartlett at the Brantley Historical Library for a couple of years now, and I finally have an opportunity to take part in a workshop with Chinese archivists and archivists from the U.S. and scholars. I think I'm very happy to have an opportunity to take part. And I see many old friends in the audience and also hoping to make new friends in the short time I have at my disposal, and I'll have to leave in the afternoon.
那么首先呢，想感谢这个严先生刚才非常详尽的报告，让我们充分了解关于这个上海档案馆的这些先进的工作，为这个档案使用这个提供的种种这些方便。那同时也感谢这个会议的组织者，尤其是我跟这个 Nancy Bartlett 一直有一些交往，这次终于就是交谈交流，那么这次终于可以有这个机会来参加这个会议。然后这个在这个观众席中呢，我也看到了一些这个老朋友的面孔，所以很高兴能够参加到这个会议当中来。就是很可惜呢，下午我就要走了，所以就现在能够跟大家交流一下。
So I first want to apologize for speaking English rather than Chinese and using the medium of a translator, but it has to do with time constraints, and I didn't have time to sit down and think through exactly how to formulate myself in Chinese, and I think Li Xue has been doing a great work, and I will help her with Chinese terms throughout my comments.
那么呢，感到抱歉，就是说呢，我没有用中文讲，而是要用英文。由于这个时间限制吧，所以我就选择了用英文来更好的表达我想说的。然后他说这个小李做得不错，然后一会儿有中文的问题的时候，我可以帮助他。
Has already been pointed out, I do Li Qing and Republican Chinese history with an emphasis on legal history and international relations. My forthcoming book is due to be published at Oxford University Press, and for that book I've used archives in four different countries. China, where I used Shanghai Municipal Library, Municipal Archives and Library, and in Beijing, the archives in Shuangcheng. In Beijing, I used the first historical archives, the Yishiguan. Also Japan, in Nagasaki, the prefectural library and the diplomatic records office, and then Britain and Sweden for some minor archival approaches.
那么就像刚才那个在介绍的时候提到说，我的研究兴趣是在晚清和民国的中国史，然后呢，这个尤其重点是在这个法治史、法律史和这个国际关系史。那么我即将出版的这本书呢，将要在这个牛津大学 出版社出版的这本书呢，是我在四个国家做这个档案工作发展出来的。那么我在那个中国呢，用的是这个上海档案馆，还有这个北京的第一档案馆，还有双城在东北的，然后还有用了日本、英国和这个瑞典的那个的档案馆。
So I'm clearly a consumer of the archives, to put it in kind of management speak, and I'm clearly one of the user communities, like the Yonghu Chunti, that have been addressed. And in this presentation, I will first speak about my experiences as a consumer or as a user of the archive, an academic user of the archives, and in specific about actually Shanghai Municipal Archives, and then I will offer some comments from the point of view as an historian on digitization, what digitization does and what it doesn't do, and what you can do and what you can't do with digitization.
那么所以呢，很明显就是说我是一个这个档案的学术客户，研究可以说就是说我是一个客户，是这个客户群体当中的一员，如果用这种管理的术语来说。所以在这个报告当中呢，我想先讲一下我作为这个用户的一些体验，然后呢我再讲一下作为一个历史学家对于这个档案数字化使用的一些这个观点。那么这种数字化它做了什么，不能做它做了什么，没做什么，能做什么，不能做什么，这样方面的问题。
So as I just pointed out, I've used the Shanghai Municipal Archives in different stages of my career. First time as a graduate student in 2004. I feel it's almost like Yuanfen that we meet here, because I'm carrying some material from Shanghai Municipal Archives in my bag as I'm working on my manuscript. So I feel it's kind of like Yuanfen, as you say in Chinese, to meet.
我要讲的关于就是中国的这个档案，就是这个上海档案馆。因为这个我在我的学术生涯的不同阶段当中使用这个档案的资料，我在研究生的时候以及就是说我执教之后都去用，所以我觉得呢，能够在这儿讲的话简直是一种缘分。因为现在我手边带的这样的一些材料就来自于这个上海档案馆，这真是一个缘分。
In the Shanghai Municipal Archives, I mainly use the archives of the International Concession, which I believed was recently opened back in 2004, at least if you read manuals, and I was very impressed by the ease of access, especially in terms of finding the stuff in the catalog and being able to identify, and also the retrieval. Was the speedy retrieval of these volumes was of great help for my research.
Okay. 那么我在上海档案馆的用的主要的材料是关于外租界的。如果我记得没错的话，这些档案应该是2004年才开放的。所以我去的时候就说，对于当时这个使用的方便程度来讲的话，觉得是印象非常深刻。其实这个工作人员在就说在这个帮助我进行这个目录查找，然后这个信息检索以及这个。寻找这些材料方面的来讲的话，都给我留下很深刻的印象，很好的经历。
Already then, I must say that the computerization and the digitization had advanced. This is 6 years ago, had come to a very high level of usability in comparison with other archives I've been to. And also when I revisited the archive this summer, and actually I met one of my colleagues in this summer, And I sat down and I looked at when I did searches, I actually found out that my searches from 2004 were actually stored in the memory of the archive. So just by using my number that the staff provided with me, I was actually able to capture my own historiography.
Okay, let me see what I can.那么这就是我所以对于这个上海档案馆的这种计算机化的话，就是有非常好的体验。而且我这次夏天就是那个时候已经是6年前了，那么这个夏天我又去的时候呢，而且还在那儿碰到了我的同事，就是我坐下来就用这个这工作人员为我提供的这个卷宗号什么的，就是那以前听卷宗号就能够在这个目录当中再查到我所要的材料。所以呢，这就是为我自己的这个研究的历史记录， 这都好像提供了一个关于我自己研究的一个历史记录。
That's exactly what I wanted to say. and this summer when I did digitization, I had a very kind of personal, not personal, but a direct hands-on experience on how this could work, because I was looking for illustrations for my book manuscript, and I was trying to find photographs of the mixed court, the Shanghai 会城公廨。I found the archive. I found the photographs using the computer database, mm-hmm. and just in a matter of one day, I got very good reprints and also permission to use it in my book. And I was very surprised, happily surprised, and to find this is incredibly speedy and friendly way of providing me with this material.
那么我这个夏天的经历的话，也就是再次证实了这个档案的数字化使用的一些这个优势。就是我当时去的时候呢，是找一些图片，然后在一天当中我就找这些图片，而且获得了这个图片的打印件以及这个使用的这个授权。所以呢，我当时是那个又高兴又惊讶。
So I think looking back at the presentation, I think, and comparing it with my own experience at so many different levels, it demonstrates the commitment of the Shanghai Municipal Archives to create a user-friendly environment, and it compares very favorably with other archives I have visited in China and elsewhere, and also captures the demands, I think, of scholars, the kind of the 群体, 学术的群体 that we are,in terms of being able to find what you want in a database, in terms of categorization, which is sometimes crucial, and also the ability to read full text. This was something that was new for me this summer, that I could actually browse documents online. Not all documents that I wanted to look like, but a very large number of documents. And I think this satisfies, to a large extent, both the needs of the historian, but also the needsof protecting documents from wear and tear that are also that is inevitable process of our archival work.
那么所以从这样的一个体验上面来讲的话，就是尤其可以证实到这个上海档案馆对于这个数字化的这样的一种投入，以及对于这个用户使用这些方面的这种努力。那么在这个尤其比如说在这个目录方面的话，就是查找非常的容易，而且呢这个夏天是我第一次使用了这个全文。那么从全文检索来，就是全文的使用上就是也确实就是保护了这些文件。就是从这个用户的角度，像就是说用户的角度上来讲的话，我们既可以满足我们的使用需要，同时又保护了这些文件不至于受到磨损。这个也反映了刚才就是严先生讲的对于这个研究群体用户他们的这个需要的这种掌握、把握、了解。
So we can already now see by using these digitized archives, we can actually now see the potential to do hard quantitative surveys in historical sociology, historical demography, and other historical fields that are very well served by this form of digitization. And also, and one thing that struck me when I saw the presentation is the user data itself will become part of the archive. And so we're, at the same time as we're preserving the archive, we're also creating a new archive. And I hope that these user data that's being used can not only be utilized to provide a better service, but it also has a scholarly value that I would like to emphasize.
So 从这个就是说从刚才包括从从这种数字化的利用方面的来看的话，我已经可以看到一些前景，就是利用这些档案资料来做这种定量研究的，尤其是需要这种大规模数据的，比如说在这个历史社会学方面以及这个历史人口学方面，都可以有这种潜力来进行数量化研究了。同时从刚才严先生的报告当中也可以看出来，这个用户数据本身已经变成了一些这个档案资料，那么不仅希望它这些数据可以被用来完 完善服务，那么也可也许将来也可以引起一些这个学者的这个学术兴趣，来使用这些这样的这个用户数据。
So I think we're now approaching a stage where you can do at least basic archival work and archival research from your own computer anywhere in the world. And I think what we see now, as in so many other fields in the world, that East Asia is actually leading the world here. And we could say that we don't not only have high-speed rail now between Beijing and Tianjin, you can travel in 45 minutes, we also have high-speed access to the past. I think this is just one another expression of that.
那么现在的话，就是说我们在这个个人电脑上已经可以接触到这个档案的基本信息了。这个从这点上来讲的话，亚洲国家是做得非常领先的。然后上海档案的，比如说比我那个访问过的其他国家的一些档案，那个都先进很多。那么这样的话，就是我们不仅在这个京津之间有高速铁路，我们也有了抵达过去的这样快速通道。
I think like this also holds for, like, for instance, I've been to Japan and also used Taiwanese archives. Like, for instance, in Japan, they've taken this one step further, going from intranet access to internet access to a GGVU kind of interface. And I used the Yazhou Li Shi Ziliao Zhongxin, it's called in Japan, to do some basic archival research for diplomatic records. And I know that the Academia Sinica, the Historiographical Institute for Modern History, the 中央研究所, they've also provided very good access to archival things online, so I can sit in my office and do this, and also know what's there before I go. I think that's a next step, I think, for this digitization process that we're witnessing in Shanghai.
那么我在这个日本和台湾的这个档案当中呢，都使用了这样的这种数字化的，而且他们除了提供这种局域网，也提供互联网的档案信息，所以我在家里面在去之前的时候就可以有所准备，所以我想这个跟这个上海档案馆的努力是一致的，代表了这个档案发展的档案工作发展的这个一个方向。
And I would say that if I compare this to my experience in Sweden, where I used the National Archives also in the same time period, they're not even close to this level of digitization, and we still work very much with cellulosa interface, which is also comes from China, of course. And National Archives at Kew, the British National Archives, and somewhere in between, I would say, in terms of digitized catalogs and scanning. Well, it's a 英国的那个国立档案馆。
那么我在那个瑞典的这个档案馆的话，就是说他们在这个方面的工作做的还不够。英国的档案馆、国家档案馆什么的，就是属于说介于之间。
As a discussant or a commentator, I'm also supposed to make kind of a comment or kind of an intervention into the discussion from a point of view. And I think this, for me as an historian, would be to talk a little bit about the possibilities and also urge archives all over the world to retain the possibility to browse the original material.
那么作为这个评论人的话呢，我应该提供一些这个个人的见解。那么我就是觉得从一个历史学家的角度出发的话呢，觉得应该就是鼓励世界各地的这个档案馆能够保留这个阅览原始档案的这样的可能性。
So I think that any historian that worked on archives would know what I'm talking about is that many of the most interesting and rewarding archival discoveries are often made when you browse material, and which I did actually in Shanghai in 2004, when you basically have the volumes and go through them just to find one single document. And what you find on that journey could sometimes change the entire direction of your project.
那么我想下面我要讲的呢，就是很多历史学家会同意，就是我们这些做这个档案工作、档案研究的这些历史学家来讲，对于我们来说最有意思或者最有收获的这样的发现，经常就是在对于这个卷宗的这种仔细的阅读上面，就是我可能拿到一大批卷宗，从里面一一的那个检阅，然后找出可能就一页这样的文件，但是就是这样的一个小发现，往往能够足以改变我的这个研究方向。
And sometimes even a misplaced document can tell us an important story.
甚至有的时候，一个放错了地方的文件，都可能会意味着一个很重要的、意义重大的故事。
And I think that as much as our urge to organize and to create order in the seeming chaos that an archive is.On one hand, we produce information and we increase access, but sometimes we can remove documents from their original environment. And language is one such category.
那么所以呢，就是说，一方面我们有这种追求，就是要在这样看似混乱的数据当中呢，创造一个秩序。所以我们来进行编目这样。那么我们在这个就是来制造这样的信息的时候呢，也增加了这个使用就是使用便利。但是另一方面的话，像这样的过程都会是把这个文件使得这个文件剥离了它原来的这个存在的背景。像语言就是有这样一个。语言就是有这样的 thing, and language is
such a category.
Yeah, 像语言就是这样的这样的一种东西，就是说它会制造这个界限，它会。
Yeah, I mean, language is such a category. For instance, I worked in, and part of my urge is to do multilingual archival research, and we sometimes see that documents get separated because of the language.And this happens in all archives all over the world. This is nothing unique for any particular archive. For instance, in the Yishuguan, the first historical archives, I sometimes find that Manchu documents get separated from Chinese documents because of language. When I was in the British National Archives, I found that, of course, their major preservational mission is to preserve English language archives. So sometimes you find Chinese documents interspersed that are not categorized.And this is something you can only find out by actually looking at the file. This is something that's very hard. 这是查不到的东西。
The Chinese files are not categorized in the British archive?
You sometimes find them within English language files.
Okay,
so you sometimes find them separated. And this is something that's,
okay.
that's a, yeah.
Okay, 所以说语言就是这样一个，就是既可以制造秩序，也可以制造障碍的这样一类事物的话呢，就是说，比如因为我是做这种多国档案研究的，我会用很多种语言，然后我就发现，在不同有些国家，在国家这种档案馆的话，会根据语言把这个材料分开。比如说，在中国第一档案馆的话，满洲国的这个满族的材料会跟中国的材料
汉文的资料。
对，所以就是汉文和满文的资料会被分开。那么在英国的档案馆当中的话呢，就会存在，就是说有的时候这个中文资料会放在英文资料当中，那么有的时候呢，这个中文资料是跟英文资料分开的。所以这些情况呢，其实都预料不到，都要在这个亲自的检阅过程当中、检索过程当中、在查阅过程当中才会发现。
So while categories unite material, they also separate material. They also create new boundaries as much as they merge material. And it's sometimes across those boundaries that new research topics are formulated.
所以的话，就像这个目录的话呢，它既使得这个材料，就是这个类别，既使得这个材料。变得一体化，就是系统化。另一方面呢，它也建立了这个新的障碍。很多这个新的前沿的研究，恰恰就是在能够打破这些障碍界限的情况下才获得的。
So I think this is especially important for graduate students. I think as faculty, you have much more time constraints. And for me, digitization is great.I've been doing so many revisions on my book manuscript using Shanghai Municipal Archives, digitized material and others. But I think for graduate students, it's very important to have an opportunity, of course, under closely supervised circumstances, to actually look at original material so you can stimulate their enthusiasm for archival material and also the understanding of what an archive actually is.
那么所以我觉得对于这个研究生来讲的话，这样亲自接触卷宗的机会尤其是非常重要的。那作为老师，作为那个老师的话，我的时间就变得非常有限了，所以我会就是很喜欢像这个上海档案馆用这些材料这种数字化的情况，就是很快我就可以找到。但是对于研究生的这个学习过程当中来讲的话，如果加以这个比较仔细的指导，可以让他们去体验对于这个档案的使用，就能够激发他们的这种兴趣，以及让他们亲自了解什么是档案。
Also want to think a little bit more philosophically about this, because sometimes the information we're looking for is not in the text of the document, but in the texture of the document. So I would say like the went and the random, 但是也有 went and the wendy. And just look how actually the Chinese word for text is also related to texture, the structure.
那么再从一个比较哲学点的角度来讲的话，就是说我们所获得信息的不仅是从这个文件的内容，还包括说从文件的，像他讲的，就是不仅仅是那种文本，还是从文理，一个文件的它的质料、材料这些方面都会成为我们的信息来源。
So I can just give one example of this, and I'm running out of time. I once had an opportunity to browse material in the first historical archives, ranging from the Qianlong period to the Daoguang and later periods. And you can actually feel the change over time. You could feel the decline of the Qing dynasty in the material when you look at the quality of the paper, the quality of the ink, the handwriting of the clerks.
我时间不够了，所以我就举一个例子，就是我在第一档案馆查这个从乾隆到道光年间的材料的时候，我就从这个文本的它的材料本身都可以似乎能够感觉到这个清朝的没落，从这个材料的纸质以及用的这个墨以及这个文书人员他们的这种笔记上面都可以获得很多感触。
And in the same way, when you look at late Qing and then early Republican and new administrative techniques, new types of paper, sometimes better quality paper for archival preservation, because in the early Republican period you see the kind of a consciousness about the archive that you don't have during the Qing dynasty.
那么在比较晚清和这个民国时候的这个材料的时候，也可以看到，就是说在民国时候的这个文本材料本身就是质量就好多了。那么它实际上表现出来这个民国的时候对于这个档案的保存意识开始增强了。
So this is my I'm going to wrap up my remarks. This is something that I'd like to stress, that there are things that digitization can do, and I think.I'm just as impressed as everybody else, and I'm to look at the great work that is being done by the Shanghai Municipal Archives, as well as many other archives in East Asia. But I also hope that we will not forget about the importance of the access to original documents to be preserved, at least to academic historians and also to people who aspire to be academic historians, because there's something that can be used. I think we should use both.In order to capture the past and also think about new ways of writing and rewriting the history of the human condition in China and elsewhere.
那么所以就是我讲最后强调的，就是虽然我像在座各位一样，对于这个上海档案馆的这样的数字化的这个努力，以及就是东亚其他地方这图书馆这方面的努力，都觉得印象非常的深刻。但是呢，我就是强调说我们。不应该忘掉这个对于材料的直接使用，那么这样的话对于这个历史学家以及有志于做历史学家的这些人来说的话，这样的一个直接查阅直接接触的这个可能性应该被保存下来，这样能够使得我们就是对于这个人类历史人类文本材料的这个了解更加的 全面和丰富。
Okay, thank you, and also thanks for Li Xi for bearing with me.
Thank you. 谢谢大家。我们可以问一个问题，现在的时间。
I think your comments about the original, of course, strikes at the heart of every archivist, and we will want to pursue this discussion this afternoon in your absence. But I think you've raised a very, very fundamental question in this new digital environment.
那么我觉得呢，你对于这个原本文件的这样的这个评价呢，是打动任何一个档案工作者的心的，所以就是你所提出的这个问题，对于档案工作来讲是非常这个根本和重要的。那么只不过我们下午的话会继续这个讨论，就是在这个缺席的情况下，在这个Castle 教授缺席的情况下，还要进行这个讨论。